Hello and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're having another incredible day today. Just a shout out to all my Coffee and the Cosmos family. I love you. I bless you. I decree the angelic canopy of the Holy Ghost of the living God to be over you today as we, for these few moments, come together and just soak in his presence. Can it be like that just for a moment? Can it just be me and you? I know my podcast is available throughout the world and many people are listening, but can it? You just take it personal for a moment? Because I really believe today I have a personal word just for you. As if we're just sitting on the back porch and it's beautiful outside, it's about dusk and the sun's going down and there's a little fire on and you can feel a cool breeze coming through. You're drinking your favorite Java and just sitting back in the presence of Elohim. The angelic host is all around us, awaiting our request, awaiting our desire. Excuse me. Awaiting that which we're longing for, sensing the frequency of our heart, the frequency of our soul, our spirit, just coming out of us as we're joined together, just you and me. I want to talk today about hidden keys. First, I love to give you scripture because everything I teach comes out of the word, though it is expounded by revelation of Holy Spirit by being on the other side of the veil, where you're going into the depths of the word deeper than the logos, deeper than the rhema, deeper than the dabar, deeper than that which is in the natural realm. You're going in the supernatural realm through the blood covenant of Yeshua where you sit. And you're going in the torn flesh of Yeshua through the veil into the heavenly host. And out of the heavenly realm, hearing and seeing and knowing and doing the word of the living God. And having that word being exposed to us by Holy Spirit afresh every day. I want to read this to you. Proverbs 25:2. It's a very familiar scripture. The only problem with familiar scripture is it's familiar. So you don't want to hear it in the natural realm, though you could probably quote this scripture, but you don't want to hear it in the natural realm. You want to hear it by the Spirit of God. And what is the Father saying to you? And it's really like a three-part chord today that he's trying to talk about. One is that which is concealed by the Spirit. One, that which is hidden keys by the Spirit, that secret place. And then one, which is that scroll by the Spirit. But Yahweh's wanting you to engage the hidden keys. And, you know, a lot of times I ask the Father, it's like, why so much stuff is hidden? He said, well, son, the truth of the matter is in plain view as you walk in the Spirit. But in the natural realm, it's hidden. Why? I'm looking for those that seek me. If you read my word, he says clearly, seek, knock, ask, seek first the kingdom of God and all things shall be added unto you. Isn't that what the scriptures say? Come to seek after me. Study to show thyself approved, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. So I go to this scripture, Proverbs 25:2, that says, it is the glory of Yahweh, Elohim, God, the Most High, to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search out a matter. The glory of kings to search out a matter. Come on, I want to get this in your spirit. Some translation says the glory of God and the honor of kings. Some say the glory of God and the glory of kings. I want to go with that for this moment because of the point that God is trying to bring across this morning to you or this afternoon, this evening, depending on what time you're listening to me. God is saying to you that I have glory inside those hidden keys that I've concealed within myself that are best obtained by you seeking me face to face. Come on, I want to get this in your spirit. Nothing can take the place of seeking God face to face. From glory to glory to glory, from precept to precept to precept, from governmental status to governmental status in the heavenly room. Here a little, there a little, as we go along. But nothing can replace that face-to-face experience that God wants. He calls you a king and a priest in Revelations, and in here in the word in Proverbs, he says, it's the kings that come and seek me, that which I've concealed of myself, for they know it's beyond that which they can find easily. Oh, come on. See, everyday people will look at what is superficial. Everyday people will look at what's shallow. Everyday people will look at what's, you know, right before them, where they're going to dig and get. But kings want to go deeper than that. Kings know the weighty responsibility that every decision a king makes affects a multitude. So he just doesn't want to choose by what he sees superficially or what he knows a little bit or what he heard somewhat from someone else. He wants to go into the depths of that thing, per se, going to the word, applying that same theory to the word. It is the glory of Elohim, Yahweh, the Most High God, to conceal a thing, but it is the glory of kings to search out the matter. And God delights in you searching out the matter. God delights in showing you the hidden keys. The Father delights in a son and a daughter that's longing to find the secret places that must be sought after. Everybody can hear the word that's right before them. Everyone can see it. And what's so crazy, majority, I would say 99% of the kingdom of God is hidden in plain view. Even the Bible says that the earth is the fullness of God and the glory thereof is the fullness of God. And it's the earth and its glory that shines forth the evidence that there's a God. Chemistry, mathematics, the space itself shines forth. There must be a creator. There must be a God. And man is too ignorant, even with that which is right before them, to understand that the creation of God is all around them and that there's a God. And what they don't understand, it doesn't lessen us to find that we were created by a God, but it shows us our worth and our value to know that we were created by a God. Therefore, we must be sons of the living God. And there is only one God, Yahweh, Elohim, the Most High God. There's only one way to God, his son, Yeshua, the Christ, Jesus, that I live and move and have my being in all revelation, all knowledge, all understanding, all hidden secrets, all treasures, all scrolls come out of him. And in him do I go into the other side of the veil and sit before him. In him do I go through the other side of the veil and sit before the Father. In him, Yeshua, do I go beyond the veil and sit before Ruach Kadesh, Holy Ghost, in the mountain of the Lord, and learn and sup of my Father. It makes us equal to God. Now, I know that's hard for people to comprehend because Jesus, they wanted to kill him when he acted like he was equal to God. Well, brother, you know, he's Jesus. He's the Son of God. Of course, he's equal to God. He's the deity. I did not say you were the deity, but I'm saying you are the divine nature of your Father. Yeshua himself told you to pray, Our Father. Let me tell you, there's such a secret in the Our Father. It is the stepping stones of the Hebrew living letter God into the secret mysteries of heaven, the spiring staircase into the depths of Yahweh. Engage this by Holy Ghost and see where God will take you as you engage the Our Father through the Hebrew living letter God and go into the heavens as you're seated in Christ Yeshua, being led by Holy Ghost, and see where it will take you. Nothing will seem the same. Why? Because I've concealed these things from my people. It would seem, doesn't it? But it's not. Can I tell you what he told me? Will you not be offended of what he told me? This is what he told me. He said, I concealed it from my bastards. Now listen to this. He said, my bastards. What does that mean, Apostle? They're his, but they act like they're fatherless, for they don't recognize who they are, so they can't truly recognize the Father. Oh, come on. It's a spirit. It's not that you really are, because by the blood covenant of Yeshua, you all are fathered. But a lot of times in our emotions, we act like we're holy bastards, as if we're fatherless, not recognizing that we are fathered. And our Father is Yahweh. And our joining is Christ Yeshua, the King, the Son, the only one. The only one, the only beloved, the one that's set apart. The divine divinity of himself that was poured out to the earth that we can walk in our divine nature, for we came out of heaven before we ever got here, out of the very loins of God. Read your word. Yeshua was crucified even before the world began, in his heart and his consciousness and in his being for us, knowing the preparation for the sons and daughters of the living God. Oh, come on. Come on, get this in your spirit. He says, I want you to come and seek a thing. It's concealed right in front of you. Inside your DNA is a Yod Heh Vav Heh. Go look it up. Go look up your science. The name of the Father is right there in your DNA, in your flesh. Yeshua sits inside your heart. You are created in the image of the living God. And you are an eternal being. You may not be able to manifest all the divine nature, glory, and power yet as you are growing in this natural state, but your spirit man is the divine nature of God, out of the divine nature of God, by the divine nature of God, reinstated to God by the divine nature of the divinity of Christ Yeshua. We are one with the consciousness of God. We are one being with our God through Christ Jesus by Holy Ghost. This is all in the Word. It is concealed, but now it's being awakened to you that you can walk in the fullness and the might and the power of God, because the hidden keys are awaiting you and the scrolls are awaiting you. Those things that were written of you before you ever got here, those things that were written of you before you ever made your first victory, before you ever made your first mistake. He said, I redeem you. I redeem you into the scroll of testimony that I have for you, says the Lord of hosts. Come bask in my son, Christ Yeshua, the blood covenant, for I redeem you to the fullness of your faith, of the glory of the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, Father's moving right now, awakening your senses to the hidden keys that are right before you, or that's right inside of you, whether it's in the Word of God, whether it's in your heart, in your spirit, or you're listening to the very voice of God. He is with you and will never leave you and will never forsake you, because you are His. Father, I thank you for this. Let us be like those that would be those that seek the face of the Father first. That we will seek the will of God, we'll seek the desire of God, we'll seek the heart of God, and we will become as the heart of God. Father, thank you for the relationship that we have. I thank you for the angelic canopy. I thank you for the four living creatures. I thank you for the seven spirits of God. I thank you most of all for your son Yeshua and your love in creating me in your image. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever would believe in him should never perish, but have everlasting life. Kaye Olam, I decree and prophesy Kaye Olam over your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit. As he is, so are you in the earth. Once again, this is Sigma Bay. I love you. You are so beautiful. Don't forget to share this with a friend, whether around the corner or around the world. Like us, share us, subscribe. We'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.